We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. At this time every week, we have Lisa Lanier, our official attorney on the program. She does a segment called Lawyer Up inside several legal cases. There's a couple about air conditioning and heat today, a couple about travel. One larger gentleman on an airline is not happy with Delta, and Lisa joins us now. Hello, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Well, doing really well. Thank you. I will say that I was upset earlier. I'm the only one that bloviates about this, but a judge, as you predicted he would months ago, tossed out a lawsuit against Reese's and Hershey because somebody bought Reese's cups last year that on the packaging showed jack-o'-lanterns carved into the Reese's cups and said this is false advertising because inside the packaging there were no carvings. It just had a mild look like a jack-o'-lantern.
It's just a blob.
It's a chocolate peanut butter blob of deliciousness, though. But
well, all right.
Those facts are not in dispute.
Right. Yes, yes. But I fought for the consumer, as I always do in these cases. I said, by golly, if you're showing me a perfectly carved chocolate peanut butter pumpkin on the outside, you better have that on the inside. But the judge said, get out of my face. And you said he would.
You said he would.
That's right.
You ever see an ad for electric football kid?
Yes.
You talk the biggest disappointment ever. Yeah.
That's before BB Shea's time.
As Lisa Lanier knows the time.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's the most disappointing. You know what that is, BB Shea?
What'd you say?
Okay.
Electric football.
There was something called electric football. And when you see it on TV, you're like, oh my God.
Or when you see it in the Sears catalog.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
You'd see it a month before Christmas.
They had a football field, a small,
big, beautiful green field. It looked enormous.
It did. And you put your players on the field, and then when you turned it on, at least in the catalog and on the commercial, you turned it on.
The line blocked each other. The quarterback dropped back to pass and threw a beautiful spiral to the wide receiver in the end zone.
But in reality, you're putting plastic football players on a vibrating piece of equipment, and it just
thin metal,
and they all just fall down or go nowhere,
or just spin.
They just spin around is all they do, and it's like that's not football
yeah,
at all.
It was terrible.
Of course it was terrible.
And the football was a tiny piece of white cotton.
That's right.
And the quarterback had a spring released arm.
That's right.
That either went nowhere or across the room.
Correct. I hit my mother with several pieces of white cotton, and finally we put it in the attic, and that was it.
It was the most disappointing gift I think I've ever gotten, and we probably got three or four of them thinking
it's going to be great.
It's going to get better.
You think it's going to be wonderful. Wow. Because why? False
marketing.
Advertising. Bad marketing. False advertising. You should... Don't get me started on this. You know...
You got to tread real lightly when you talk about false advertising in this business. Remember, it's just marketing.
Let's move to the next topic.
I'm not going to...
Don't make claims you can't back up.
I'm going to move on to the next topic. We're going now to the comedian, Guy Branum, who was on a Delta flight, and he says he was assaulted on that flight. He was sitting next to a fellow passenger who allegedly elbowed him in the ribs and said, "You're too fat to be on this flight."
Now, both these gentlemen were in first class, correct?
That's what I was thinking. Yes, I think they were.
Because they're Delta Elite or whatever?
Yeah.
They were in the Comfort Plus section, which is one row back.
Okay. Right? Comfort Plus. Because he's a Delta, like, you know, one of those members that flies Delta a lot. Well, so is the gentleman who elbowed him. And the comedian, Guy Branum, showed a picture of his side on his social media. Like, I've got a bruise. He said, I'm never flying Delta again. He wants to sue Delta and the other passenger because Delta didn't kick this guy off the flight. And he's alleging it's because the guy is one of these premium members. So, Lisa, what do you think? Does he have any kind of case here at all?
You know, he had a couple of really bad bruises. I saw some video of him showing those. And I couldn't think of who Guy Branum was right off the top of my head when I heard the name. But then when I looked him up, he's very familiar. He won an Emmy for Hatch. And he's this guy. He's kind of bald and a big guy, of course. And you would know him if you saw him. I put his picture on my social media. He's pretty funny. Anyway, he took all this video of the guy, too, who was elbowing him. And it really seemed like a farce almost. I mean, it really didn't seem very serious, but it was. He took it very seriously. But like the guy when he was videoing him, the guy was a little buzzed like so many people are on an airplane. And the guy was like, "Hi, Mom," you know, when he was videoing him and stuff. And then he was like, "Look, I have no room here. What am I supposed to do?" You know, they're both, neither one of them were small guys. But, you know, it was even though in Comfort Plus you get a little bit more room, but it's not, you know, not much. So. Right. They were kind of crammed in there. But I think it's going to get resolved because he hasn't filed any criminal charges yet, but he said he was going to, but he hasn't. And then Delta has already reached out to him to try to smooth it over. So I think it's going to go away.
Okay.
Do you think, Lisa, that they were just trying to dispute over the armrest or something else?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, just kind of like the personal space issue. Yeah, like the guy elbowed him and said, I need more room. Give me more room. Mm-hmm. And he was like, what am I going to do? This is my body. Like, it just is here. You know?
I am what I am.
That's right.
I am a man.
That's right.
I am a human being.
He is a very big guy.
Do you watch Hacks? I love that show.
Yeah, I did enjoy it. It was slow starting for me, and I kind of gave up on it. And then at the encouragement of others, I went back to it, and it picked up.
It's a good show. That wins a lot of Emmys so forth. I'm a big fan. Yeah.
One more note about the airline. Mm. Guy, lowercase guy versus uppercase guy, capital guy, G guy.
Yeah.
You know, depending on how long the flight was, I don't think bruises appear that quickly. No, from a medical point of view.
He showed him later. Yeah, he showed him later.
Okay.
He didn't show him on the flight. Yeah,
okay.
He did like a little video thing later. And it must have been a day or so later because he was wearing all different clothes.
Mm. Okay, thank you, Lisa.
You could dispute that if you were the other person and say, well, you can't prove I gave you those bruises.
Well, apparently the people around Guy Branum were pretty upset because they saw this happening and they're like, no way, this guy is basically punching him in the gut with his elbow. And the other passengers complained to the flight attendants. And that was another reason everybody was so appalled that they didn't do anything was because it wasn't just this guy. It was all the people around going, you can't let this guy do this.
Don't let guy do that to guy.
Right. But because regular fat guy, unlike comedian
famous fat guy,
right. He's a Delta Plus member. So they were just treading lightly on it. You know, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of seniors in the news. Residents at the cottages at Flat Run, this is in Kentucky, Cynthiana, Kentucky, are very upset because their property has recently been sold. They live there. They're on fixed incomes, but they are seniors. However, they're very active seniors. They like to hike and play pickleball and all of these different things, you know, swim. The complex has recently been bought by a group headed by a Powerball lottery winner, Linda Grizzle. And Linda Grizzle is worth $167 million that we know of from the lottery that she won. And the first thing she and her group did was go to these seniors and say, yeah, we're about to up your rent. We're going to hike your rent up. And the seniors are saying, how can you do that to us? You just won a huge lottery. Now we're going to have to move. And there's nothing else like this place. You know, we can't find anywhere to live because we're not just seniors. We're active seniors. Now they feel like their rent's getting ready to skyrocket. Is there any recourse, Lisa, now that this terrible, terrible lottery winner has impacted these seniors? What do you think?
Ms. Grizzle.
No, under Kentucky law, the person that purchased the apartments from the hospital, so it was run as a nonprofit by a local hospital, and so their rent was fixed, and it was very low. It was $1,500 for like a two-bedroom, and it was very nice. But now that it was privatized and this, this lottery winner came along and bought it, she has to honor their leases to the expiration of the lease under Kentucky law. But then as soon as those leases expire, she can increase the rent. And in fact, she has. As the leases have expired, the rent has gone from $1,500 per unit to $2,400 per unit. So it's too bad for Granny, but that's just capitalism. Welcome to America, Granny. Sorry.
You sound as bad. You're as bad as Ms. Grizzle. Too bad. Welcome to America, Granny. We're upping your rent. Dang. That hurts. That hurts.
Yeah.
These poor ladies.
That's the way it is. I mean, it's just, what are you going to do? It's privatized now.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Do you think, we were speculating, Lisa, when Kelly first brought the story, that perhaps Ms. Grizzle just simply turned her money over to a financial advisor who said, let's buy some real estate. And Ms. Grizzle doesn't even realize what's happening.
Yeah, but I mean, these were undervalued because they were, you know, the price was lower than market because they were a nonprofit owned by the hospital. And once it goes profit, I mean, you know, what do you, it's for profit.
Doesn't even matter, really.
The rent. It's going to go to market value. And I mean, it is, you know.
I would appeal to Ms. Grizzle's good graces and just say, look, you're worth $200 million. Can you give us a break here? Mm-hmm. We're all these old pickleball playing senior grannies. Can you please just give us. No, she's saying no. There's no legal standing.
No, granny needs to just get a job. Come on.
Now,
where do you go if you can't afford Kentucky?
Okay, that's right. There's Cynthia in Kentucky that can't afford it.
Mississippi?
What's next? Yeah, go there. There's a guy. Now, this is also an older gentleman, 75-year-old man in Pennsylvania. His name is Harvey Schleicher. He is a school bus driver in Pennsylvania, and he got a job. Somebody probably told him, get a job, Grandpa.
Get a job, Grandpa.
And he got one. He's a bus driver, but recently, on a very warm day in Pennsylvania, conditions on a bus were getting worse and worse. The kids were on his nerves, so he said, you know what? I'm going to cook all of you, and he turns the heat up. And then he said, if any of you rat and start crying, I'm going to paddle you all tomorrow. Well, the Valley Grove School District heard about this, and he has been removed from his route. They have a replacement already in place, and now they're talking about criminal charges against this man for leaving up to a dozen children crying and overheating after saying, I'm going to cook you back there if you don't watch it. What do you think on this bus driver, Lisa? Is this criminally negligent treatment of these kids?
Oh, I got to tell you, I'm with Harvey, the bus driver, on this one. And, you know, and maybe this is because I don't know if this was the case for you, Kelly, but when I was a kid back in the day, we were recruited in high school the minute we turned 16 to drive school buses.
Yes.
And it was a huge honor. Mm-hmm. Like you had to have a certain grade point average. You had to be involved in all these extracurriculars. And then you got the privilege of driving a school bus, right? And getting paid for it.
Yes.
And which was crazy, right? Because we didn't know how to drive a school bus.
No, God, no.
We were driving it.
Right.
And those kids, and they would usually give us the elementary routes, right?
Yep.
And those kids would get on your nerves, right? They were unruly, even back in the day when kids were better behaved than they are now.
Definitely.
So I can totally understand Harvey wanting to cook those little kids.
I love it. I mean, I'm with you.
I have sympathy for him. But here's where, I mean, of course he shouldn't do that, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's perfectly fine that they removed him. But they have actually now charged him with simple assault and reckless endangerment. And I think that just takes it too far. I mean, the guy, you know, there was no telling how unruly they were.
Mm-hmm.
There was no actual harm. It got to be, they weren't sure how hot it got on the bus. It was only like, I think, 75 outside.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that the most it could have gotten inside the bus was about 95. So, I mean, it's hot, but I mean, it's not like going to endanger their lives. It's not like they were truly cooking at 150 or anything. You know what I mean? It wasn't that hot.
Totally agree.
And, so anyway, I just think it's going too far to charge him. I think it's fine to remove him. I think he was out of line, of course, you know, to do that. He lost his cool, so to speak. But he, you know, I don't think he should be charged. I think that takes it way too far.
That's why she's my lawyer. I agree 100%. Remove him from his job. He lost his cool, as you said. But let's cook these little kids. You know, let's teach them.
Why do you hate children so?
Because I have them. And Lisa will concur on
that. In the abstract, it's easy to cook someone else's kids.
Well, yeah. I guess if my kids had been cooked, I'd probably be on the other side.
Yeah, you'd be hooting and hollering.
You know, you'd be upset, but come on. I mean, calling for the guy to be arrested, I think. And these parents were, you know, interestingly, as I was researching this story, this is not even close to the first time this has happened where a school bus driver has done this, turned up the heat and tried to cook the kids. Happens all the time.
Oh, really? They're cooking them all over the country. Yeah.
Right. Years ago, we learned about the brake check.
And parents just go nuts. They just go nuts crying and whining about it.
Chris Tim's talking about the brake check, which we had a caller say, what you do is you go, brake check. It's like you're testing the brakes, but really you're throwing them out of their seat.
Slamming into the seat in front of them.
Give them a little lesson when they get unruly in there, you know. This is about heat as well.
Hail to the bus driver man.
Yes. Now, there is a representative in Ohio, a Republican, who is trying to pass a law that you can take over, the city can take over thermostats during peak times of heat or cold on the electric grid so that small businesses and residential customers, it's designed to prevent blackouts and stabilize bills, but they can basically control your thermostat to make sure you're not using too much air conditioning. Customers can override it manually if they want to, so it's voluntary, but they can come in basically, you know, through an app or whatever, and from City Hall, turn your air conditioning down. Will this go anywhere, Lisa? It seems like people would be really against this.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is, it's pending legislation in Ohio, but it has been tested in the courts in other jurisdictions. And the courts have held that as long as it is voluntary and customers can either opt out or override the control, then it's perfectly legal and fine to do. And is actually in the places that have instituted it, it has turned out to be something that helped avoid brownouts and blackouts and lowered people's utility bills for times that they didn't realize, you know, that maybe they could have turned it down or whatever. So it actually ended up making, I think, people on both sides pretty happy.
Oh, good.
Huh.
I'll tell you who wouldn't be happy about it. My wife. She, listen, if I turn that thermostat in the summer up by a degree, she knows.
How does she know?
I don't know how she knows, but she knows. She's going through the change.
And
boy, yeah, when that happens, she stuck her head in the freezer a few times. And we keep that temperature low in the summertime. And if I want to tick it up, A, because I'm freezing, and B, because the energy bill is so high, the electric bill. So I tick it up just a little bit, and she'll just sit bolt upright in bed and go, "You mess with that thermostat." She knows.
Oh, you know what? I need to introduce her to, I have a lock mechanism on mine, and you just, you swap your thermostat out for a Nest or a Ring or whatever. It's not that much more expensive than the regular thermostat. And you can install a code, and your family cannot change. That's what I do.
That's power.
That is a lot of power.
That's a power move right there. That's a power.
I never touch it. I've learned my lesson.